listening to the rain. And how does the body want to enjoy the rain? And the sound, actually, because it's not just rain, it's sound of rain. I kind of do that, then at the same time, I'm noticing the weather outside me. I instinctively notice that my feet feel a connection with themselves and the ground. I receive that. And then other parts of me come to my consciousness, and whatever does come, I welcome those. And then I go back to the sound I feel around me, that with the raindrops. So I welcome that as part of my quality of environment. That supports me. And it's about me, yes. It's also my body that's being given a voice to express itself and feel itself. All this time this week keeps repeating itself in all the different situations that we're working through, is to come back to what we call grounded presence. And I wondered this morning what that really was for me today. And I realized it's two functions. Grounding is the body's own instinctive being with itself in the way it needs it. It automatically goes out to the environment immediately around it. That would be this room, the sounds, the sense of other people moving around, the energetic presence of others. Maybe takes in more of the landscape outside if your eyes are open. But it does that off instinctively, automatically, for a very good reason. It needs to feel safe, and it needs to feel how it can function given the situation it's living in right now. Will the body be supported in this chair or standing on its feet? It needs to have that kind of ongoing, immediate information to function as best it can as a human body, as a living body, really. It could be any body that's alive. And we give our bodies an opportunity and time to take all that information in without us trying to interfere with that. That's why we pause now and, you know, have an attunement before we go on to something else. We give the body an opportunity to fully assess this situation as an okay place in order to function as best it can. But we've also added something, and that is a human consciousness. That's our presence. So presence is different. Presence is the awareness of self that knows that all this is going on. We are aware and we invite an awareness of our instinctive, our living bodies to function the way they need to. That's a new piece. The power of our consciousness. And when we invite our instinctive bodies to become aware of themselves, they accept that invitation. They also notice that you're inviting it. So there's also an element of appreciation of you here. And that's included in their experience of the whole situation. And that gives them permission to become more aware of themselves. They do all this work instinctively, but almost without thanks, without appreciation, because they just do it, whether being asked to or not. They just do that. But when you're noticing it and inviting it, it appreciates that you're there and that you make a difference to its presence of itself. It empowers it. Because we're there. It too has that kind of quality of awareness and larger wisdom in a whole or bigger, larger picture. It has many of the qualities that we also have and hold, but it needs that connection between the quality of presence, which is me, and the quality of grounding, which this is, this whole experiential thing that goes on in the instinctive life of a body that's been built over billions of years of trial and error to function the way that we do. To me, that's remarkable. To realize that and to hold all that and to witness what comes from that interchange between our presence and our grounding that begins to inform us of what it needs first, but also what we need more. And then it also invites us to give our consent or withhold it, actually. Because it begins to want to naturally participate, not just carry on instinctively, but to join with us, to participate in an outcome of something new unfolding. So there's an engagement here, a participatory engagement that is only possible when we bring these two parts of our beingness together. The human consciousness, the adult consciousness, and the life force that's also there in the sense of being a bodily being grounded in this environment. Combination and the working together that invites possibilities way beyond what we think are possible. And I want to say that without even going further into the next step of including another person as part of your physical consciousness of self, it's already there because the instinctive body's picked up the fact that you have all these people energetically present, and they take that on too. They're aware of that. That's part of your instinctive awareness that there are people here. It's very important because that our instincts are letting us know that this group is safe rather than another group that may not be safe. That would affect the way functioning happens. So the human community we have right here is already part of our experience, whether we chose to take it on or not. And to become aware of it, it's like taking that next step, like we took the next step to aware, a step to invite the body to be aware of itself. We can then choose to take another step and invite a particular person, another person, I don't know. I'll leave it at that. Another being, another person, let's call it. The way that person is to be part of your experience of yourself. And notice what comes in your body that makes a difference inside of you when you have invited someone to join you there, to be with you in this particular way. And it's a healthy question to ask you, does this enhance my experience of myself or not? Does this add something, a sense of me, or support functioning in me that would not necessarily have happened without the presence of you, or not? It is a choice to take the presence of someone else into your consciousness, but there's also a risk and a history. So we need to maintain our awareness of how that presence of other impacts on us. And is it good for us right now? Is that okay? So I think I just want to find a resting place there. That's a lot of these very basic moments we take of self-awareness, of ourselves, our consciousness, and our environment, including awakening our inner bodily way of being to come alive more fully. Do what you need to feel complete. I noticed my eyes opened up. I came back to the sound of the rain, and I kind of like the sound this morning. It's friendly in a way. It reminds me that there is a world out there that's doing its own thing. And I'm safely in here watching it all unfold, drop by drop. And I'm not getting wet.